Can anybody out there hear me? Hear me?
On this team, we fight that itch. On this team, we tear ourselves and everyone else around us to pieces for that itch.
Coming in at 320 kilobytes per second, it's time for Matty C's Sports for you and me.
What the fuck is up? They ain't touching me for nothing. Gang shit is not my business. I ain't not the one to fuck with.
All right, everybody, Matty C Sports for you and me. We are with my homeboy, my fucking dog. You know, he's in Drake, Connecticut, Lozons. He's everywhere, man. He's in people's basements and shit training. This dude's a straight dog. And I told this dude, I said, next time I see you, I'm going to go, Valdina. And then, yo, it started from our interview last time. My boy, Andrew Gladiator Valdina, how you doing on this beautiful afternoon?
Dude, that's quite the intro right there. And honestly, you didn't lie about a single location right there. But no, I'm doing great.
I'm all right, brother. So first off, like, before we do this, I want to thank you for personally messaging me to have the opportunity to sponsor you in your next fight. And that means a lot to me, you know, all about your family values and all about, you know, kind of just welcome me into your family, like the Valdina family, you know. So I appreciate that a lot. And of course, I'm going to be like, yes, absolutely, I'll sponsor. So thanks again. And I'm part of with the Party Rental and the beep button for in case you're in trouble. So
I know, dude, seriously, the feeling's mutual. It goes both ways. I can't thank you enough, you know, for sponsoring me. I say this all the time, but all these sponsors, man, they definitely help me keep my head above water so much easier. So, you know, you're helping me get through this fight camp. You're helping me kill this kid that's coming up next. So, seriously, thank you, Matty C. I appreciate you.
Anytime, brother. So, we're going a little Irish here. I'm Scottish, so, you know, he's got the Notre Dame looking deal over here. But over here is the Gladiator, better updated stuff. So, what made you come up with that idea right here, bro?
So if I'm being honest, this wasn't even my idea. It was my mom's idea. But so my idea at first was to kind of do like, so it's St. Paddy's Day weekend. That's the fight.
You know,
that's,
yeah.
What a time to have a fight, seriously, with all that
shit.
No shit.
And what's going on with that day? We'll get into that in a second.
Yeah. We'll get into that after, but what I was originally planning for my t-shirt idea was like to copy kind of Joel Lozon's idea that he did before, where he had like Lozon right here with like a jersey kind of deal with like a number or something like that. And I was like, oh, maybe I'll just put like Gladiator with a number. And my mom, out of nowhere, dude, she just spits this out. She's like, oh, what if you did like a fighting Irish guy with a Gladiator helmet on it? I was like, whoa, hold on a second, that's like actually like the best idea. I went with that. I had my friend Kayla. She always helps me with the graphic design work. She did the work up. I had Gladiator Season at the top, Lowe's and MMA in the bottom, and all the sponsors in the back. And that shirt is going to be fire on fight night.
Yeah, it's going to be fire because somebody is on the back.
And what?
Yeah, I think it's a dope one. For real, this is going to be fire. You're going to want it. You're going to love it. So, I've had a couple people know, I got friends and stuff that are like, well, how much is it? He hasn't put it up there. So are you doing just t-shirts? Are you doing hoodies? What's your plan?
For this fight, I'm just going to do t-shirts. I'm just doing these ones. You actually had a pretty good idea the other day where you said maybe some snapbacks eventually. I think that'd be pretty cool, but that might be a little bit down the road.
Yeah, but right.
Fight, just going to do fight t-shirts, and I'm selling them at $25 a piece. Sponsors obviously get a shirt for free, so you don't have to worry about that. But yeah.
Well, I appreciate that. So with this fight right now, you had another prediction, and we'll talk about this right now. So I was incorrect with my, I was tired. I will give that the whole excuse for this was I said, you're like a genie. What I meant was you were a guy who predicted your fight. So right. You still answered the question in the right way. I was the one who threw the question in the wrong way. So,
hey, you're saying a late night anyway. I went right over my head and I knew what you were saying. So don't even worry about it.
It was excellent. I thought that was a whole good sequence because I was like Baldina and then you were like Maddie C. So that's how we're going to go from now on. If any of y'all see this, this is what's going down. So your Seth Basler fight, I mean, another unbelievable first round, quick one. You called it. So, I mean, was this one any different from Fuller's?
I think for sure it was different. You know, to the blind eye, you know, someone that doesn't really know the sport too well, they might think of it as pretty similar where I just took a guy down and submit him in the first round, but it was definitely different. For Seth Basler, this fight, he definitely had a lot, you know, better defense on the ground. You know, not to like shit on this kid, but not the best defense, obviously, because I got the job done pretty quickly, but it was definitely different. I wasn't on his back until the very end. Whereas for the Rob Fuller fight, I was almost on his back the entire time until I finished the arm triangle. So that was different. I got to land a lot more ground and pound in this last fight with Seth, which I loved. Anybody that is has been with me in fight camp, they know how bad I've been waiting to dish some elbows out since turning pro. So I got to land like probably like 10 to 12 elbows on this kid's face, so and his body. So it was definitely different than the Rob Fuller fight. And I think it was even a better performance, even though it took a little bit longer.
And what a great coaching staff you have and what a great corner you have. It was funny because, I mean, Tyler Menard comes out big, man. And now he's got a hot dog contract, bro. He's styling, bro. I loved it.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
They're legit, too. They're like, we've been in Rhode Island since 1842 when you couldn't even – you had to take a wagon to go get one.
Head over heels about his hot dog sponsorship he got. He's nonstop talking about it. I'm happy for him. He deserves it, so I'm happy for him.
So is he going to change his name? It's not going to be Mousetrap. It's going to be something different to do with hot dogs? Mousetrap works.
He loves Mousetrap, but word on the street is he's trying to call himself Tyler the Glizzy Gobbler Menard. I don't know. That's just me.
Glizzy Gobbler. Please tell him not to do that. Mousetrap is much better. Although his, I will say this, and I don't think he'll get mad because he knows of who I am. He needs to put some brightness in the shirts, bro. Like a plain, that was like a plain white tee. I think he needs a. Well, obviously, he should do green. I would think.
Well, I don't think he's gonna hard anyway. So I don't think he's gonna do any, you know, Irish inspired shirts for this one, but. I dig the shirts, but I think for the next ones, he'll probably add some different colors and stuff, I'm sure, you know? You don't want to do the same color every time.
And, man, I get complimented all the time on your last shirt, the Gladiator shirt, black and gold. That thing is fire because, you know what, I can wear a Bruins hat with that. You know me, I'm the hat person. I wear a hat for every occasion, like 365 days a year.
I don't think I've ever seen you without a hat, to be honest.
Without a different one, too. I'm always rocking a different one.
Yeah.
And I love it, man. That's why I was like, Valdina, put on a snapback. Get that going soon. So pretty dope stuff.
Into the pricing and the cost of production, everything for that, and see how many people actually want to get the hats and stuff. And maybe I'll do that for, you know, after this fight.
You kidding me, dude? You got a cult following now. You're like the person. Although, RIP Jim Croce, if you were still alive, you would have the state of Massachusetts, New England, going after you.
Yeah, imagine if Jim Croce live kicking, man. I want him at Plymouth Memorial Hall singing me out there.
You imagine him singing? Yeah, bro. Maybe he's got a brother or something that could, like, sing it, bro. I don't know.
At the stash, I'll talk to him. If he doesn't have a stash, then I'm all set.
So let's get down to real business. Mike Polvier literally just took a, like, just dumped out a ton of fights, like a shit ton of fights. Like, I believe it's 13 pro cards so far, and he didn't release as much amateurs as said. You know, you have, of course, you have Jack Condon, you have Peter Barrett, you have obviously JoJo. Jesus, all the OGs are coming back. Johnny, and Jesus, Gilbride, everybody, man. So, like, and he wants more. So what do you think about this? So everybody, actually, that to add to that, this is going to be a double header, Cage Titans 58. So early morning is probably prelims, 12:30 to whatever, and then the night one is 13. I count it 13 now. Mike likes to add a little sizzle to it. It's probably going to be 28 after that. So, dude, what do you think of this doubleheader nonsense, man?
It's good. I mean, I think it's a smart move, only because, you know, Mike, he doesn't say no to people, you know? Like, all these people are asking for fights, and instead of turning them down and saying, no, you have to wait until May, whatever the next card is, he's like, you know what, sure. And the guy just had so many people asking. The promotion's only getting bigger. So I think it was actually a pretty smart move. There's definitely people that are upset, maybe, where if they want to be on the night card, they're on the day card. If they wanted to say maybe be on the day card, they're on the night card. But regardless, if you want to get upset with them, I think everyone should put themselves in Mike's shoes for a second and see, like, what would you do? Would you just help people know? Or would you, you know, do this doubleheader? And I think it's a smart move for Mike and for Cage Titans. And I'm honored. I think I'm like 99% sure I'm on the night card for the All-Pro card, the first one ever in Cage Titans history. It's an honor for me to be on that. It's definitely another milestone I'm hitting, so I'm just so pumped to be, you know, heading into St. Paddy's Day weekend, trying to get to 3-0. So this is a good weekend coming up.
I think it's excellent, man. I mean, the first fight I ever did, and it's like really cool and like really like a milestone in my Cage Titans life, you should say. I mean, I first started at Cage Titans 50, and they were like, oh, by the way, it's a doubleheader. It's at 12:00 and it's till whenever the fuck it ends. So, dude, it was unbelievable. There was a shit ton of fighters, just like this one. And this one, you know, 50 was in the summer, so it was hot as fuck. So, like, this one is in March. It's, like, getting to, like, winter into spring. So, it's, like, it's a good deal because everybody loves hooded sweatshirts too, man. So, it's going to be the chain. So, I mean, dude, it is stacked to the brim of fights, man. And I forgot to say Joe the Party Penafiel, who is fighting today.
I know, that's crazy, huh? That guy just puts himself into the fire whenever he wants. And, you know, good for him. You know, he's always testing himself. You know, if for tonight, I am going to root for the Party. I love him. You know, I think he's actually a good cat.
He is.
You know, when he comes to Cage Titans, You better put that Party hat on a little tighter, because John Duma is a freaking savage. I love them both. I like both those guys. John Duma is always coming in Saturday mornings, giving me work for my own sparring rounds, and I'm giving him work for his. And, you know, he's one of the toughest rounds I have. So I'm so looking forward to that fight. You won't hear me chanting for either side because I like them both. But
You can't, you know? Like, I mean, and for me, it's like, I'll tell a funny story without saying names. Was I was in the interview room, and of course I'm not gonna put a sweatshirt on of an opponent who either you don't like or who you do. So in that case, like, you know, you just have to have the respect. You need to do your homework. Like, you may not like somebody, you may like them, but you got to put it into certain things. I mean, I was told by somebody I have favoritism, and I'm like, okay, did you know that, like, this person outside of fighting is supporting me, or, you know, things like that. But I don't call it favoritism, because if that fucking guy loses or that woman loses, then I interview the person who wins. So it's like, it's not like I'm doing a bad thing. So that's the thing with media. Like me, I respect every fighter that comes into Cage Titans or, you know, CES with boxing for me, which I just got into. But yeah, I do respect this sport. I respect Cage Titans because of how much work this is to put into this. Like the vendors, the security, you guys and me, like, you know, I may be a little bit unbiased when I want to go see a particular fighter fight you. But yeah, I mean, this is a place where it's a community, and that's why, like, you know, I was honored that, like, you know, you considered me family. And like, I do, like, how can you not love John Valdina? I love your dad, man. He's such a cool fucking dude. He's such a cool dude. He's a cool ass dude. And he's another one that, like, you know what, if he likes you, he likes you. And if he doesn't, then he don't, you know? So
he's one of the OGs, that's for sure. He has that old, you know, that mentality. So, you know, he's a good guy. You know, I've never met a person where if my dad was just being himself at the fights, like, he's so friendly to everybody and they all like him too. So, you know, I'm happy he gets along with everybody at the venue at least. So
shout out to John Valdina. So when your son wins, you always have to dap me, because for the last two fights, he has won. So you need to do it again, John. Thank you very much.
Fine.
Every time. So, I mean, you know, it's a family atmosphere too. You can bring your kids and all that stuff. And eventually my daughter will get there. It's just a lot of the pro fights get late, and that's what sucks, okay. But it's part of life. And, you know, there was another thing I wanted to say too about Cage Titans is a lot of the fans, you know, whether you think you have a hate for somebody it's like WWF. I don't care about WWE, but if you have a favorite fighter or you have a fighter that's the villain in some cases in these fights, if they're part of the co-main or the stuff, you got, like, you paid the ticket to go see these guys fight and then you go home. Like, I know it's a long night, but that's where the fun's at.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel like that's a shame that these people do that. I mean, I know you're a guy who sticks to the end. So
yeah, that's the way it goes. Like, I think we said it before, where, like, you know, everyone comes for their guy and they kind of leave after, especially if they're, you know, say even me or we'll even take Tyler, for example. Tyler, like, brings a big crowd, right? So I'm not talking about myself. Tyler brings a big crowd, and he was on the prelims of the last card. So he has all these people that have come to watch him, and they actually stuck around for me because I'm his teammate, whatever. But once we were all done fighting, they all bounced out. And it's like, you guys are missing out on very, very good content that you know, it's not every day you get to go to a live MMA event, especially at a venue, you know, does with the performance they all put on. So they're definitely missing out anybody that doesn't stick to the very end of a show, that's for sure.
And the whole right corner of the walk, like, say Tyler's walking out, that whole corner was all his fans. Like,
right.
That was amazing. And, like, dude, he was just badass all night, dude. He had, like, the Rocky Creed, like, shorts on, and yeah, he was going hard, bro.
Yeah, he's been talking about it for a while.
I'm interested to see what he does next, man. He's a silent creator, man. I mean, it's different for you because you see him all the time, but, like, him, he's just like, I was like, oh, you want to interview? He's like, sure. Like, he's just straight to the point, everything. So,
and he's not, you know, he's not the biggest social butterfly, that's for sure. But he, when he does speak on the mic and stuff, you know, he's got some good stuff to say.
Well, it's funny when he threw that dude over on the, on Lowe's, Joe's, cameras that he had in the gym, and he just flipped that dude over. I was like, oh shit.
Adam, the guy's always trying to jump for a guillotine, and, like, dude, we're all being nice to you. So finally Tyler wasn't, he just spiked him off the mat. It was so funny.
Were you there?
Oh, I was there. I was cracking up.
So this Michael Taylor guy, This is what we really wanted to talk about. Do we know anything about this dude?
Yeah, Michael Taylor. You know, he's just one of those guys, man, where he comes out and he, you know, he's ready to put on a good show. He actually dances in his last fights or a couple of other ones, whatever. But he fights the toughest guys in the region, that's for sure. He's fought Jeff Joy. He's fought Cam Arnold. I'm sure there's some others that I'm missing out on, but those names alone just stuck out in the cage science community.
Absolutely.
You know, Cam coming off a loss, unfortunately, but he was undefeated, and Jeff Joy undefeated through AMI Pro and Muay Thai. So Michael Taylor and Al Almond defeated too, and he's coming up to face me. So he doesn't back down from anybody, that's for sure. But I have my game plan already, and I'm ready to storm through him. I'm going to run through this kid.
And so the past two interviews you've had with me, and you've said the same thing now the third time, that those guys come out running. They come out right away.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to ask for your prediction just because it's too early for me, in my opinion, to have you to say that. But, you know, do you expect like the same, like, obviously you want the dub, but do you yourself feel like very, very, very confident as much as you did with Seth and Rob? Or do you think this is going to be a bit more of a challenge for you?
I think if Michael Taylor fights any of either Rob Fuller or Seth Baz, or Michael Taylor comes out on top 100%. This guy in my pro career now for my third fight, he is the toughest one out of the three so far. But I feel even more confident than I have in my past two fights. I'm dead fucking serious, man. Like, the reason I'm not just saying this because I'm on the mic, I'm on a platform right now. I'm being truthful. I always am. And the reason I get my confidence so high is because of the work that I'm putting in every single day. Every single day I'm grinding at Lowe's MMA in the mornings, or I'm hitting pads at night, or I'm going all the way to friggin' hour and 45 minute drive, you know, a couple days a week to get my strength and conditioning in at one of the best places around. So I just know that the work I'm putting in is going to pay off, you know, and then some. I'm going to do whatever I need to do to this kid and get him out of there. It's going to be another finish. I'm not going to give it a spot on prediction like I have in the past just yet. Like you said, it's a little early. But once I get a little bit more dialed in, my weight's getting low, I get more like little savage mode, then I'll give my prediction. And I just know whatever I want to do, I'm going to do to him.
Well, Chris DiCarlo is pretty good at if he talks to you about predictions, I'll let him do that. I'll let him do that shit.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you right now, you don't go an hour and 45 minutes for that. You go for those protein balls, bro. I know you. You go for them.
Oh, is that like a little shameless plug of my sponsor? Get Right. They have the best protein balls in the region.
Oh, man. Oh, man. I've never seen somebody so dedicated to, you know, you would travel to New Hampshire for a day, Drake it for a day, back home to Lowe's on, to everywhere you need to go. And I mean, for this sport, it takes a lot of dedication and, you know, working pretty much full time, I'm assuming yourself. You know, is this something like, you know, this cage tightens itself right now. Are you happy with what the result has been through cage tightens in your whole career?
What do you mean the result? What do you mean?
Like with like who the fighters you fought and like what it has taken you to get to this point and, you know, what your journey has really been like through cage tightens.
So that's actually a really good question. It
took me a while to spew it out.
It really took a lot, you know, from the very beginning of my MMA career to this point now. You know, everyone can say there's all this dedication, all this blah blah blah, but I truly believe that everything happens for a reason, and I think all my losses happen for reasons, and my wins happen for reasons too. I think I'm very fortunate to have found Cage Titans and Lowe's MMA and to have them both collide like that. And, you know, I'm so happy I stuck with Cage Titans because I feel myself growing not only as a fighter, but also just as a person in general, man. Like, I think my personality from start to finish has gone way more mature. And I like John Jones, man. Like, I think about this a lot. John Jones just said something the other day where he's like, you know, he said some crazy, you know, quote. And I love that he believes it so well. You know, it's inspiring. And he's like, I truly believe God put me on this earth to be undefeated or something like that. And I was like, wow, you know what? Like, maybe he's right. But I truly believe that God put me on this earth to have so many losses my entire life, man. Like, I think, like, I was supposed to lose so many different wrestling matches, so many different MMA fights as an amateur, well, three MMA fights as an amateur. Like, and I think it was meant for now. I think I'm meant to finally learn from all that shit and just put all the work in now and learn from everything and get the job done at this point. So I'm so happy that everything happened the way it did through my entire journey here. Happy the people I met. And I just think it's all going to pay off now.
And it truly looks that way for sure. And the way you put yourself is like, you know, in a family aspect, you don't talk shit unless it's like provoked. And that's the best thing about you. You're not a confrontational person until you do that cartwheel into the octagon and you're ready to go fuck shit up. For me, it took a quick thing in 2020, the month after it started. And I put a quote, it was like a poll or something in Instagram. And I said, should I start a podcast? And somebody said, no. And look where the fuck I am right now.
So, oh, yeah.
Like my thing for sure is like Cage Titans is a community. And I've met so many great people through Cage Titans. I've met fighters. And now we got fighters fighting in the UFC. We got fighters in PFL. Fighters everywhere. And it's a big community. And the same with boxing and everything. And my show is based on family values and good stuff. So like, thank you very much to the person who said no, because we still going. And that's what I see in your career. You're not going to stop until,
so the wheels fall.
Yeah. The gladiator wheels ain't going to fall off, bro.
No, sir. I mean,
they used to make solid wood stuff, like good quality. So those wheels ain't falling off, bro.
The Trojan wheels.
Yeah. Oh, man. So, you know, I'm sure you've been training like a mofo, man. Is there anything that is a little bit indifferent, like a different weight killing strategy, like, or are you going with the same diet plan and all that stuff?
Well, I'm glad you asked, man, because this fight's actually not at 135. It's at 140. It's a catch weight. So I get to eat a lot more this camp, man. Usually I'm really picky and everything like that. And now I'm eating all good foods, but just larger quantities of those good foods to keep me fueled even more for all my workouts and stuff. So I'm feeling like $1 million. You know, catch weights, at first I was like, oh, Joe, you know, is this going to, you know, fuck with my future fights at 135? He goes, no, not at all. Just, you know, have the fight at 140. We'll go back to 35 whenever you need to. And, you know, so I'm happy about it, man. I get to eat a little bit more and I'm in a happier mood most of the time because of all this food. But if anybody knows what happened the last time I went up a weight class, I knocked a dude out in the second round and predicted it. So catch weights and upper weight classes, they're nothing new to me and I'm going to shine bright. So I'm happy.
Absolutely, man. And that's the cool shit, man. Good shit. So that explains that question. So, I mean, the other thing is, so now Tyler's got that hot dog sponsorship, bro. So do you have like a pallet full of hot dogs at your house right now?
Dude, oh my God. The company that sponsors them, I think it's called Soggy Franks or something like that. And dude, they gave like a box of hot dogs, but I guess the box sells for $95 or something, which is pretty fucking expensive for hot dogs. So there must be like hundreds of hot dogs in this box, which is in our freezer downstairs. So I haven't seen Tyler throw them on the grill just yet, but after this fight, I'm going to make damn sure he makes me a couple glizzies.
Soggy Grizzies, man. That's a very, that's a weird name, bro.
Yeah.
So,
tons.
So my last thing, Mr. Valdina, is sponsors. Who do you want to throw out there?
Oh, perfect. Let me just go to my sponsor list really quick. Let me see.
And you've asked me this question before. I can see you. Nope, I can't. You fucked it up.
Wait, can you see me?
I can't anymore. I don't know what the fuck you did.
Where are you? Hold on a second. Start video. Bang.
Bang. Boom.
All right. Can you see me still?
Yes, I can.
All right. So for sponsors, there's actually like quite a few this time. So I'm not really going to go too in depth with these ones. I'm just going to kind of run through their names. But I'm super, before I get any further, I'm super grateful for all these companies. If anybody wants to look into these companies more than just the name I'm about to rattle off, any of my social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, it's going to be in the link in any of those bios. Just click the link. You'll see the company name. Click the company name. You'll go right to their website or the social media, whatever the plug is for them. So to start, we have Jen's Jewelers. Based in Billerica, Massachusetts. Get Right Nutrition, that's in Dracut, Massachusetts, where those protein balls are from. Unbelievable. This is not a sponsor, but I got to shout him out. Mike Bambaka, he actually just donated money. I thought I was going to be a sponsor, but he decided to just make it a nice donation. I can't, so I can't thank him enough. Special one right here, Maddie C, Sports for You and Me.
Doing the Sosa there, bro.
As well as all of these logos, but thank you, Maddie C. You're the man, and I'm so happy you always give me the platform to express myself and promote my fight. So I appreciate you.
We fam, bro, for life.
Sure. Hurricane Hydraulics, Invisaware. That's that. What Maddie C was saying earlier. When you have a piece of jewelry like that, there's an alert button hidden inside, and the emergency service will come right when you click the button. McNeil Landscaping, good friend of mine from Dracut, Massachusetts. I wrestled with him, really hard worker. Pete the Job Guy, he's down in Jacksonville, Florida. Face Off Fight Co. I know a lot of people around here probably know him pretty well because they see social media flying, everything like that. But I'm lucky enough to have them sponsor me. US Golden Pond is actually my oldest sister and her boyfriend's company. That's up in Manchester, New Hampshire. And finally, this is a brand new one. It's Present Arms, and they make custom gun stocks, and that's like brand new, like last week. So, also there's one more. There's Word of Honey, and that's a new sponsor as well, about like last week, 2 weeks ago, and a really good friend of mine. I've known him for a couple of years at this point, and basically what his company is actually Bible verses. So if you want to, religious like that, they send you if you sign up with Word of Honey, they send you one text in the morning, every morning usually, and you can ignore it, you can read it, whatever. I think it benefits you to read it, but that's just me. I don't want to push religion here, but I'm just saying it's a really good message that this guy's trying to do here. And I suggest you look at all these companies through the links in my bio.
That is excellent. I'm very impressed with that. Just a nice like, do they do it like, hey, like I want a 9 p.m. like Bible verse, and they'll send it to you at 9 p.m. type of deal?
I could ask, but I'm pretty sure it's
only don't send it to me. I'm just asking as a part-time Catholic. So
I'll ask, man. That's actually a good question for other people that are wondering that too. So, but so far it's only been in the mornings. But I can see what he does.
Gotcha. So. Another question now that you say that is DiCarlo sponsoring you too?
No, Chris DiCarlo, that was just that one time gig. I think, I didn't want to follow up. I didn't know if he meant for it just to be a one time thing. It was kind of like a sticky situation, but I'm sure if I reached out, he would have been so kind and generous and wanting to again, but, I decided to kind of not give him the pressure of wanting to sponsor again,
Well, everybody that needs to know is Mr. Valdina sent me a very nice message because I asked him if he wanted a sponsor or if I could take the privilege to sponsor Mr. Valdina, and he gave me nothing but respect. He texted me a couple days later and bing bang boom, here we are. So Valdina, thank you as always, and we'll see you everybody March 18th when tickets go on sale. First off, respect whatever fighter is on that card. buy tickets from them. This is a very important thing for them, and this is a good thing for them. I know Mr. Valdina and crew will all be there. So those cards are probably already sold. The Valdina family comes in barrages. So
numbers.
Numbers. And they come mad early.
Up to the hall, and we're all going to jump out of the Trojan horse. I'm telling you, man.
Oh, that would be dope, dude. That would be dope. So, like I said, support any of your fighters. I mean, I will say I'm going to shout out Slippery PP to Barrett. Also get tickets for him. He makes it very easily accessible. I won't say yet where he does it, because I'll let him say that to you. Valdina, where can they get yours when you get them?
So Paul there, I don't know if he's reached out to any of the fighters yet about tickets, but I'm sure I'm going to have tickets within the next week or two. As soon as I do, I'll post it on my social medias for everybody to see. I highly suggest you guys reach out to me or any of my teammates, but, you know, reach out to me and I'll get you your tickets, whatever you need. But for other teammates, I just want to shout out a couple of teammates that are also fighting. Peter Barrett, like you just said, you know, he always puts on a banger. I'm really pumped for him to get in there again.
What a kick.
We got Pat Gilbride. Pat Gilbride's coming in there, trying to keep that momentum going from his last fight. And we also got my boy Joe Poirier making his pro debut. So this is gonna be fire.
Yes.
They've announced it. Joe Poirier is fighting Seth Basler, the kid I just fought. So
yes. It's gonna be Well, actually, and then is your dad going for the OMF or what?
Nah, I just threw that comment in there to be funny, man. He's not.
You said he's training ready, bro. You said he was train ready.
He's always ready. My dad could go into that ring, man, and I'd bet the house on him. All right, I will never bet against my dad in a fist fight. He's told me some stories when he was growing up back in the day, so. He's as tough as they come, but no, he's not going to challenge for the OMF belt. He doesn't want to take it off anybody's hands just yet.
Yes. So tell him to wear this that night, and I will myself.
I'll talk to him. He's usually not a hat guy for some reason. Like, I don't know if it's like a common thing for bald people, but like,
I thought he had it, that one, not too long ago. I thought he had a scally.
I was wearing a scally. Maybe it was in a picture with him and I was wearing it. But
maybe.
I got a scally actually somewhere in this room somewhere. But
yeah. Well, Valdina, always a pleasure to have you on my show. I'm very excited for you March 18th, and I can't wait to be having the honor of being a sponsor for you, and I hope everything goes well, game plan and all. I don't think I ever have to worry about you missing weight or gaining weight. I know you have a good game plan with that. I think all the Lozons are really good at their nutrition and stuff. So, again, good luck, and thank you so much for joining the show. So, everybody, Valdina versus Taylor, and we'll see you at Memorial Hall March 18th. And this is Matty C Sports, and follow my shit. Follow Andrew Valdina stuff. At Andrew Valdina pretty much for everything. He is very easy to find.
Thank you, brother. Feelings mutual. I appreciate it.
All right, everybody. We'll see you guys later.
Thanks for watching Matty C Sports for you and me. Make sure to follow Matty C on MattCameron23 on Twitter, Matty C23 on Instagram, and subscribe to Matty C Sports for you and me on YouTube.
What the fuck is up? They ain't touching me for nothing. Gang shit is not my business. I ain't not the one to fuck with. I bring the flow, with lyrical stamina, rapping a million miles. One pun, I'm an animal, then I'm a cannibal, taking my pick and I pounce. Bold and serious, cold amphibious track murderer. A cup I need by no one, so I got my back. Vertebra, the heat is up, extinguisher. I got the track burning up. Don't think to touch, 6 feet's enough to get the match to combust. Diamond, strike it, ignite on any given surface. Silent, callous, symbols that come.